The news update for August the 16th, 2022 on this Tuesday early morning edition, comma, part 5. Continuing on with the rest of Hour 3 and finishing up with Hour 4 of the Alex Jones Show. We're featured on Sirius XM and also on Terrestrial Satellite Network. And we're also featured on FM in certain areas and all across all social media podcasting platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcast, Stitcher, also Anchor.fm, and many more. Our podcast name, in case you missed us on the radio, when we come on the satellite networks or FM in the area, depending on where you live, it's titled Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. That's how you write it, folks. And we got to get back to the show. I'm Michael DeSilva, hosting, rebroadcasting this from the Freedom Network. Let's get back to the show and get the truth out there to help educate people through all the confusion of what's going on, folks. And let's get to the callers here. Finishing up with Hour 3 of the Alex Jones
Show. Globalist plan.
The COVID stuff. He should have gone with his original instincts to just say, hey, you know, it's probably going to be like the flu, but we still shouldn't lock stuff down like this. And instead, he had the real true con artists like Anthony Fauci in his ear, lying to him, tricking him, deceiving him, and he went along with it. And so maybe he's embarrassed that he went along with it, and that's still kind of why he doubles and triples down on it. But I think the likelihood is more that he was deceived in the process than he was going along to get along, as you might suggest. But certainly an interesting take with the historical background there as well, Mike. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to, this is always fun, Shrimp Dog in Texas. Shrimp Dog back on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, nice to hear from you. Nice to hear your voice again. Love you, brother. May Yahweh bless you and all your loved ones. I made a meme for you. Looks like it's about a year ago now on Brighteon. It's old, but I wish you'd check it out because I think you'd like it. It's under Shrimp Dog Archives, and that's D-A-W-G. But anyways, you know, 2 weeks in a row at the congregation, there's been people that took the vaccine that's been waiting to hear what I got to say about Alex Jones. And for 2 weeks, they've been arguing that he did get a chance to defend himself. And when I finally proved they were wrong, that what they were watching was during the punitive damages stages, after he had already been pronounced guilty, after I proved they were wrong, they were arguing me down for 2 weeks, only thing they could say was, well, good. Well, we still think that he got what he deserved. And I said, so the same thing could happen to you. No, it would never happen to me. But, you know, so I'm hoping they're still thinking about it and realizing how wrong they are, because I try to handle it with tenderness and gentleness, because this is my brotherhood at the assembly, you see. But anyway,
but the problem is, see, the problem is, this is like any other thing that you might do in your life that feels good in the moment, but you know is going to hurt you the next day, let's say. And so they just feel so good. It's just such, it's just so much joy to them to see Alex Jones get tarred and feathered in public. They just love it so much. And that's why they try to deny what they're really into. And then they just admit it's like, okay, yeah, we just like watching this man get tortured and suffer. That's really what it is.
I agree to that. But then also to add to it, you know, I psychoanalyzed it even more. You know, they took the vaccine they want Alex to be discredited, because it makes them feel better because they have buyer's remorse about taking the vaccine. And I told them, I don't care if Alex Jones' reputation gets nuked or not, which it isn't, I put in parentheses, the vaccines are still dangerous. So it's a moot point and a design distraction. So get out of my face with that bull crap, you know what I mean? But anyway, before we run out of time, guy brought up EMPShield.com. There's a guy I want you to interview. The lady, I like her approach. I'm going to use her same approach. I wish you would interview Stephen Ben Noon. He's also EMPShield.com, he uses them as sponsor or whatever. And he put out that Trump is heavily invested in the vaccines. So all that, you know,
I've heard that theory. I've never seen any proof of that. And I just feel like if that were true, even the media that promoted the vaccine, they would still be hammering Trump over that. I mean, I don't know how they would let that one slide. But I don't know. I've heard different people say that, and I have not really seen any evidence of that. And I feel like the media would attack Trump on that if that were the case. Shrimp Dog, good to hear from you again. Let's squeeze one in. Last 60 seconds here. Patty in Boston. Patty, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
My man, I'm glad to hear that you're saying you're a veteran of the InfoWars, because it's actually kind of wild that you've been there for so long, right? I mean, it's strange
because people call and they're like, I've been listening 3 years or 4 years. It's like, holy smokes, like, I've been here a long time now.
For the last 4 years, I've been, I think you deserve a Purple Heart for getting spanked by me as badly as you have. I think, like, you've got stripes across your back, like you should call me Punch's Pilot.
It's funny you say that, Patty. It's funny that you call in and say that, Patty, because nobody's heard of you. You're fluffing yourself up on the air. This is the highlight of your day. This is the highlight of your month, probably. And I'm glad I could be a part of it. I'm truly glad I could bring you this great honor to have you on the...
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain discomfort.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
This is the parable of watch where you take your next step. And don't take it for granted that there might always be level ground under your feet. I was walking along yesterday with my wife here in Omaha, Nebraska, walking our French Bulldog. And up ahead, I saw a really cool mural of what looked like an eagle with a toucan's head on it. So I was looking ahead at that mural way down the street we're about to show you, and then something pretty interesting happened. But just look ahead of you. Doesn't look like any threat on that street. Looks completely flat, looks nice. Zoom in. You can see the mural I was talking about right there. But as you get closer, if you're actually watching the ground, you'll see something a little bit different. And this ties into so many things. Let's go ahead and start walking down there together. I see some people are looking at their phones. Some people are looking at the mural on the wall. But some people are looking at the ground. So I was walking along here looking at that eagle with a toucan head. And right when we got here, someone's already filled it up since yesterday, thank God. This hole. Oh, excuse me, I'm wrong. This hole was wide open. And I stepped into it. It was about a foot deeper here, so it looks like they've dumped something in there. But imagine who was drilling these holes in the sidewalk and not thinking that somebody might step in it and break their leg. We just saw that guy on his phone. He almost stepped in it. I was about to warn him, but he saw it and stepped around it. So I'm here looking at this, I guess Mexican eagles, what you call it, distracted. There's even cooler part of the mural over here. And almost broke my leg. I blew my Achilles out 8 years ago with Big Ben stepping in a hole. Just like that, but that was in the dark. That was my fault. So what's the moral of the story? If I was a litigious person, I could sue the city of Omaha, Nebraska, where my wife's from, for $1 million for drilling this recent hole. You can see the spray paint where they marked it and they're putting conduit in or something. Perfect to break your leg, but I'm not gonna do it. But whoever was over this job, the city of Omaha, you need to fire whoever was in charge of this, let this happen. Now let me tell you what else happened yesterday. We went over and got a big pile of bricks, which have now been removed.
somebody went and piled them up around it. Someone's removed those bricks. They didn't bring them back over here. We grabbed a few of these bricks to put them around it so that people would see it when they're walking. They would think, oh, what's that? And someone removed those. So since we were here yesterday, when this happened, we put bricks all around it. Someone's removed those bricks, but doesn't think this is a problem. And again, this morning we had breakfast. Again, this morning we had breakfast and walked over here. And just as we were here yesterday, someone's removed the bricks and we saw a man walking with a cell phone, almost step into it, but he went around it at the last minute. So that's what we're talking about here. Now, there's a lot of examples of this, but just a few weeks ago when I was leaving trial in the kangaroo court in Austin, I saw an old man with what would look like his wife on the side of the road holding his chest. So I told my security guys, pull over, let's help him. And I didn't put that video out because people would say, oh, you're being opportunistic, showing you're a hero. It's not heroic when you see somebody having a heart attack, and indeed he was having heart problems, he has a heart condition, to get out of your car and help him. I would expect somebody to help me. So see, that's the opposite of being litigious. That's just caring about people and getting involved. But more and more, you see reports where somebody gets hit by a car on the road, and people just drive by and don't help them, especially in places like China. Or people see a woman being right in the middle of the street, nobody helps her, you see those reports. But this is an example of government completely breaking down. What low IQ person cuts this freshly cut hole, you can see it's fresh, and then doesn't fill it? They filled this one, but they didn't fill that one. And again, this is a microcosm of not just government refusing to fill potholes now. Now they make holes in the ground where anybody, a child, an old lady, you name it, could break their leg. And it sure hurt my already hurt Achilles when I stepped into that. And it's just very frustrating. And some of my crew were like, hey, we're not litigious, but you ought to sue them, make them stop doing that. That will make them stop. We need to fire incompetent people. Somebody needs to get in trouble for this right here. Like, I saw this fella earlier walking by. You almost stepped in that hole, didn't you, brother?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how you doing, man? I stepped in that yesterday, and I was about to warn you, but you were smart, and you stepped around it.
I try to be smart. Are you Alex Jones?
I am Alex Jones. How you doing?
Very well. How are you?
No, but I saw you down there. I'm like, we're walking down here shooting a report because I almost broke my leg that yesterday. I was looking at the cool mural.
Yeah.
And I just stepped right in that hole.
Can I get a picture?
Sure, man.
Sorry, I don't have like
that. Didn't bother me. Well, so you saw that, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this not insane?
That's pretty insane, yeah.
And it's brand new. What do you think of this? I mean, this is just, like, why would you do that?
Yeah, man, that's kind of interesting. Looks like maybe they're fixing it. Oh, they are doing a lot of construction here.
No, I know, but I mean, anybody knows a hole in the sidewalk is not good.
True.
Like, check this out. They filled this one.
Yeah.
And then I guess they thought, well, we're not going to be worried about this one over here.
Ran out of gravel, man, you know?
Well, God bless you, man.
Yeah, take care.
So anyways, that was the guy I saw almost step in the hole. So this is a real story. And I mean, I can show you my Achilles. Help. Again, I was in Big Bend 8 years ago. I never got it fixed. See the tear in it right there? See how there's no Achilles? They're almost done. That's the torn Achilles. You see over here, I got an Achilles. That's normal Achilles. There was a hole just like that that somebody had put in the parking lot, at the edge of the parking lot in Big Bend National Park, and I stepped in it. And again, I'm not whining. This is not about me stepping in a hole. This is about realizing this is a metaphor for society. Open borders, letting them ship fentanyl in. When we don't care about our fellow humans, we don't deal with stuff like this, it's going to cause a problem. So I want to know who came and took the bricks away. I want to know why this is going on. I guarantee you, once this goes on air, the city of Omaha is going to do something. But I feel bad even leaving this open. I'm sure whoever's bricks are on the side of that building, they're willing to volunteer them. So I'm going to go ahead and just fill this hole up. Again, that guy almost stepped in the hole. He said, well, he kind of saw it. Maybe he just stepped around it magically or something. But breaks the pillows. We don't have enough anymore. All right, so that's the parable of the hole drilled in the sidewalk. The parable of the what the hell's happening to society, that someone would walk off and leave that. Why would they fill that, but not fill that? And that, my friends, is the big question. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Infowars.com, yeah.
If you don't watch it, you're going to end up like Jason Adderley's boy. Deal me out this hand, Jason. I'm about to bust. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought this was the bathroom. Oh, good Lord!
Scanning. Control. Manipulate scientific data. Take over. Blast. Control world government. Shut down infrastructure. Ship everything to China. Look at this person.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And yeah, the great reset is, yeah, man, it's been reset, and they suck the joy out of life. I mean, can you imagine this crap? If you don't get vaxxed, if you don't wear a mask, if you don't social distance, if you don't stand behind a plexiglass divider, if you don't put your mask on in an airplane after you eat and drink, if you don't support our wars, you're not a good American. And make sure you pay your taxes. Because now the tax deal, you just saw what happened. You hear the bigs, the private equity groups, the hedge funds. Yeah, they don't have to pay what we, the little people of Slavelandia, pay. The Great Reset's already happened. And we got to reset the reset. We have to bring America, you know, to a renaissance. You know, as I say, you know, you look at American music, you know, from ragtime to swing, think about it. The happiest, hottest music that America ever knew, swing time, during the Great Depression, lifting the people's spirits up. Grab your coat and take your hat, leave your worries by the doorstep. Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of John Street, where I am. Now it's one bad rap. From Motown to No-Town. The style, the dress. Oh, and I'm wearing an American shirt, by the way. Yeah, red, white, and blue. And that's what I'm doing. I'm fighting for America. I didn't have a big rally over here with several hundred people and have Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Gary Noe, Bill Giraldi here, and the hot damn band playing. I didn't do it for Gerald Celente. What I'm doing for America. And so is InfoWars. You will get vaccinated. You will wear a mask. You will stand 6 feet apart. You will put on your mask when you're not eating and drinking in an airplane. When you walk into a restaurant, you will put a mask on, but when you sit down, you can take it off. You must socially distance. I am closing down your business. I'm a little arrogant Andy Cuomo. I'm a little gutson, Gavin Newsom. I'm Witless Whitmer. I'm Little DeWine over there in Ohio. I'm one piece of crap after another. And we will take you to war. And you will pay your taxes. I am in charge. This is no longer the United States of America. It's Heil Hitler and salute Stalin. The attitude in America today, and this is why you need this great reset, is that if you don't swallow the crap that I swallow, I eat crap food, I listen to crap music, I believe crap head politicians, I obey crap head authorities, and I hate you for not swallowing and following their crap. Do you believe this has happened in this country? I'm a lucky man. Glad I'm a-
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people...
Host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great to be on the Alex Jones Show. And man, I love that super male vitality. Keeps you going. Keeps you going, and you really need it now. By the way, I tell everybody, you better get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We're in the fight for our lives. And they have a lot of products on InfoWars that'll help you do that. And again, one of my favorites is the Super Male Vitality. Yeah, got what I like. And it keeps me going. And you know, the older you get, you know, the more vitality you need. And the Super Male Vitality, you know, it gives you that extra boost. Anyway, so do what you can, the Great Reset. Alex Jones, go to InfoWarsStores.com and get what you need, because you need what they're giving you to help build your body, your brain, in so many different ways. So do what you can to support InfoWars. You know, it's a riot. It's so stupid. It's a joke. That guy Barola, the drug dealer, the head of Pfizer, he got the virus, right?
That's funny.
You know, how come they don't run these ads for the vaccination on the Cartoon News Network, CNN, and all the other mainstream media?
That's hilarious.
By the way, that was only allowed in 1967. Slimeball, low-life, arrogant little boy, Bill Clinton, allowed them to advertise on TV. The drug dealers. I mean Big Pharma. Big Pharma, huh? How come they don't run these ads? Because then they'd have to put, you know, the 60 seconds or the 30 seconds of how this thing is going to mess you up. I mean, you look at these ads. How can you be so stupid to take? There's not one allotropic drug on the market that cures a chronic degenerative disease. None. You know, and I would also like to find an investigator. Remember that woman, I think it was down in Arkansas or Alabama, when they first started promoting the COVID jab? And she was a nurse, and she comes out and says she just got the thing, and whoop, down she goes. And it was like one after another. I wonder what happened to her. I wonder what happened to her. Yeah. But that's the society. So this clown boy, arrogant boy, I think he made, I forget how many millions of dollars he made last year from Pfizer. And by the way, in our Trends Journal each week, we have Bigs Getting Bigger. Last week, Pfizer bought up another company. That's the one. That's the woman. What happened to her? Look at that. Look at that. And people still took this thing. I mean, look at this, right in front of our eyes. Oh, and she's wearing that useless mask too. Could you imagine, I mean, falling like that? I wonder what happened to her. They say she went back to work, but has anybody been in contact with her? And it's one after another this has happened. But yet people kept taking this thing. So now this arrogant clown boy, Barolo, I would like to let you know that I've tested positive for COVID-19. I'm thankful to have received 4 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and I'm feeling well while experiencing very mild symptoms. I'm isolating and have started a course on Paxlovid. This arrogant guy, this arrogant, arrogant boy. Who are you talking to, fat mouth? Who are you talking to? And everybody out there that tells me to lower my voice, get this in your head, Junior. When you're in a fight, you don't say, oh, please, don't hit me. You're not being nice. How about all the people America's murdered in all these wars in Iraq? How about the massacre of Afghanistan that cost us trillions of dollars, killed millions of people in these wars? Don't raise your voice, Salenti. Just pull the trigger quietly and blow their brains out. And if you show them doing it, we'll lock you up like we did to Assange. All right? There's no time to lower your voice. You're in the fight for your life. Who is this clown to talk to me like this? Who is this little Barolo boy to talk to me and say, I am thankful to have received 4 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Hey, freak face, I got no shots. I got no boosters. And I got no COVID. This is propaganda. This is terrible. This is not American. Harl Hitler, salute to Stalin. Hey, bend over. That's right. Bend over. Be a coward. And don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. I'm voting Republican. I'm voting Democrat. I'm really stupid. I believe the crap that they throw out and I swallow it. And we can't stand Salenti, an American patriot that won't swallow crap. Don't take vaccines, don't eat crap. Don't listen to crap. Try to get in the best shape I can. Keep learning. And that's why you need InfoWars. And you need these products. And you also need the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. Because it's a freak show. You got this guy clown again, Fauci, shooting off his fat mouth about wearing masks. How everybody has to wear one. That's it, Trends Journal guy, that's all, folks. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yep, Anthony Frieda, what an artist he is. These covers are New Yorker covers for the 21st century. Again, people swallow the baloney. You saw, I said this in the beginning. You ask people where you want to support Ukraine, find Ukraine on the map. You want to support Taiwan, find Taiwan on the map. Only 1 in 3 U.S. voters can locate Ukraine or Taiwan or Ukraine. Poll just came out. You can't find a damn place on the map. And what do we see? Now we spent almost $60 billion. $60 billion of our money to keep bloodying the killing fields and enrich their military-industrial complex over there in Ukraine. And not a peep about peace. Hey, where are the Mormons? You got a lot? Sure. Hey, all you Episcopalians, how about the Catholics? I got to hand it to the Pope. The Pope said there's no good guys and bad guys in this, but they blackballed that out. Oh, I can't say blackballed. I got to be genderballed. Genderballed out. Where are all the religions? Where are the Jews? Where are all the religions? Why isn't anybody coming out for peace rather than ramping up war? Why? What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. If you support war, to me, you're satanic. If you support peace, you're on the side of God. And that's the side that I'm on. And save your garbage, you don't like my attitude. All right? I'm a man. Monopoly Tano, born in the Bronx, born to be free. At a time when there was freedom. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, we'd be on the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars. And again, they have a great crew there. They're doing everything they can to keep the American spirit alive. And I'm a man for America.
Me too.
And my favorite, I know, was in Kenya. I send away for it, super male vitality. And that's what we need. We need vitality, super male vitality, super everybody vitality. That people could bow down and suck up to these jerks, man. You take some of this stuff, you know, put some life back in you. And that's what we need now. They got a big sale going on now. So do what you can to support yourself and support InfoWars. Again, my favorite, super male vitality. Keeps me going. Yep. So going back to the Great Reset, because they've done it. They've reset us. And so get this book and do what you can to support InfoWars. I'm wondering when the FBI is gonna come after me. And what do you, they got nothing on me, you know. What do you do? Take it easy, you know. Yeah, it's just, I mean, what's happened to this country, and I think of once upon a time, it was the land of opportunity. I mean, we don't go into the markets in just a minute, but just to put it onto perspective, the big change is going to happen in September. We're in a dead zone right now. Even though the markets are going up, they went up in July and still going up. The reality doesn't start coming back until after Labor Day. You know, your people are on vacation. It's a whole different world right now. Europe, you know, comes August, poof. Unlike here, everybody's gone. You know, and we're going to see the worst economic crisis in world history. You're even hearing JP Morgan Chase coming out against warning about it. That's going to be bigger than people expect. But the worst news of it all is that when all else fails, they take you to war. We got these clowns going over there to more clowns going to Taiwan. Lawmakers, they call them. What lawmakers? Lowlies, a lawmaker. We don't need another law, by the way. Could you imagine they actually have this word lawmakers?
Yeah, I didn't think about lawmakers go to war.
Egomaniac, crazy people.
Yeah, that's more like
it. And a guy, I forget his name, Marky, whatever his name is, from Massachusetts over there. He's leading the charge. I looked this guy up. This guy's never worked a day in his life. Since 1973. He's been on the political payroll. And the guy's my age. Since 1973. You know the arrogance that these people have? The arrogance that they have? And they don't work. What are you doing over there in Taiwan? Hey, brave man. You want to go to Taiwan? You want to go support Ukraine? Put on your costume, grab a gun and go. You are an American. Are you up there in Massachusetts? Oh yeah, we're like the Revolutionary War. And how the founding fathers were totally against foreign entanglements. But you hate Washington, D.C. hates George Washington. Washington hates Washington. A real man that fought. In his farewell address, got it right here, 20 some odd pages. Yep, warning Americans not to get involved in foreign entanglements. But just sent more money to keep bloodying the killing fields over there in Ukraine. Great, as the homeless are all over the streets. As the roads are rotting, as people can't make ends meet. But the military-industrial complex is doing just fine, Salenti. They're doing just fine, so leave them alone. Yeah. One after another. Ready? What do you got here? Wall Street Journal. Front page. More U.S. lawmakers visit Taiwan. What lawmakers? Lowlives! Arrogant boys and girls! How about whoremakers? I think that's much more appropriate. Because that's all they are. They get paid to put out. They misspelt the word. Yep. Delegation, Taiwan's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Alexander Yu. Welcome, Senator Ed Markey. Yeah, Markey boy. Markey boy, you haven't worked a day in your life. Haven't worked a day in your life since 1973. But I'll tell you what to do. Don't you know who I am? I'm the Senator. You're disgusting. Come home. You have no business being there. Calm down, Salenti. We don't like you for raising your voice. We are so happy that the Markey and the other morons went there. The Congressional Clown Crew. Hey. You couldn't win in Afghanistan, but you left billions of dollars of our weapons there. You couldn't win in Iraq. Destroyed Libya. How about Syria? And you're going to do something about Taiwan? You're going to fight the Chinese? Anybody that wants to go to war, go to war. Put on your drag, your military drag. Grab your gun, go. Take your money and go. I, Gerald Salenti, for all you lowlife little freaks, am a real man and I honor the founding fathers. No foreign entanglements and save your crap that we're bringing freedom and democracy there when we don't have it at home. Put on that mask.
Close down your business. Stand 6 feet apart. Get behind that plexiglass. Put on that mask when you're in an airplane.
Doesn't work.
America, they spelt it wrong. Put a K in it. A-M-E-R-I-K-A. The USSA, the United Soviet States of America. Yeah. These clowns going to Taiwan when we're losing our freedom? Right in front of our eyes. They're hypocrites. They're murderers. They're thieves. By their deeds, you shall know them. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
So many people over the
years. Vitality. And when you get the combinations over there, you get 40% off. And, you know, for me, I give off with the super vitality. It's you going. Anyway, the markets. There we go, Super Male Vitality. Yep. Great product. It's back in stock now and up for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The markets. As I said, you're going to see the big change starting happening in September. Here's the deal. On Friday, a place not too far from the United States called Mexico, it came out with their inflation numbers, and inflation hit 9.1%. In the United States, it hit 8.5%, or a little over 9% it hit. I don't know the exact number. It was over 9% in Mexico. The numbers came in the United States last week, it came in at 8.5%. Mexico's interest rate is 8.5%. We have roughly the same, we're about a percentage point lower than them on inflation. They have an interest rate of 8.5%. The U.S. interest rate, the overnight rate, is 2.25 to 2.50, when our inflation rates are very similar. You got it? The game is rigged. Even at these low interest rate numbers, you're still seeing inflation going up. But the markets are going up because the money is still cheap. It's still cheap at this level, considering the inflation rate. So the bigs keep buying up and they keep getting bigger. As I said, why do we spend, it's between $160,000 to $180,000 to educate one person from kindergarten to, you know, K-12, you know, the 12th grade. And what do you do after you get out? Get a job driving an Amazon truck? No, I think I'll drive for FedEx.
You make more money.
No, UPS is good for me. Yeah, I think I'll get a job at Walmart. Now I like Target. I was thinking of going to Home Depot, but maybe Lowe's is better. How about Staples? CVS, Walgreens. What are we spending all this money to give people these kind of jobs? What's happened to America? Low-life pieces of scum crap that people call their president sold out this country. When I was a young guy, there were no Walmarts. There were no Targets. There were no Lowe's or Home Depot.
Nope.
There was a local hardware store, local stationery store, a local drug store. All the local retailers. Gone. The bigs have taken over everything. They sold us out. Do you think Goldman Sachs would pay
a clown like Bill Clinton, who you could hear him shooting his fat mouth off anytime you want, with his arrogant little attitude, pay him $300,000 for an hour talk? Oh, how about the Glass-Steagall Act? I forgot about that one that they got rid of. What do you think they pay him this money for? Morons and imbeciles call it campaign contributions. Adults call it bribes and payoffs. Matter of fact, Biden, yeah, vaxxed up, boosted COVID Biden, got $1 million from the Barolo Group over there, Pfizer. That's right. To celebrate his inauguration. That was the maximum they could give him, and they gave him that. $1 million. Hey, Barolo, how about giving Occupy Peace $1 million? So we could keep our peace movement going. Hey, where are you, Musk? How come no money for peace? Gates, you like the vax? How about $1 for peace? Yeah, maybe 50 cents. Here's Salenti. Bezos, you don't like peace? Maybe you just like pieces of crap, because that's what you created. So going back to this whole scheme, the markets haven't crashed because the money flow is still cheap. When you look at what's going on, I mean, I just, you know, in taking a break over here, you know, just between breaks, went to see what's going on and went to CNBC. Stores and suppliers clash over price hikes as shoppers hit by sticker shock. Yep. Long before shoppers filled their carts with hot dogs or detergent, supermarkets and suppliers negotiate and sometimes clash over how much product should cost. Oh, fill up your cart with hot dogs? How about filling up your cart with crap? I go drive by all the lines going around Popeyes and McDonald's. And, oh, how can Starbucks, how can you eat that stuff and drink that stuff? But again, the facts are here. The people are getting hit very hard. Those delicate discussions spilled into the public view this summer when Kraft Heinz proposed price hikes as much 30% on its foods in the United Kingdom, according to The Guardian. But yet, just had the biggest military defense budget ever, over $60 billion going to Ukraine as the country goes down the toilet. And the reason we're going down the toilet is we got crapsters ahead, and that's all they like. Toilet crap. That's what they speak, that's what they eat, and that's what they sell. We got the toilet bowl mob in charge. How could anybody with a pea brain bigger than a pea look up to little Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer? Look at the freak show. The facts are right here. The middle class is shrinking. People are living paycheck to paycheck. And more war on the horizon. So going back to the markets, we're going to see, you know, an easing up right now of pressure. But come September, that's when you're going to start seeing, near the end of September, some real volatility. For two reasons. They're buying all the stuff they need for this winter, for the Christmas holidays. They're back from vacation, they see the realities, and then it starts sinking in. When did the crash of 87 happen? It was October, huh? Yeah, how about the crash of 29? I think it came around that time, too. People get back into reality. The damage that the COVID war has done is incalculable. Businesses are dead, out of business and gone. Look what's going on in the airlines. Can't find workers. one place after another. This didn't happen before the COVID war, but it's happening now. So stay tuned. We're going to be back and support InfoWars. Do everything you can to let freedom ring. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting you done.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show and InfoWars. And let's make The Great Reset the number one book. And do what you can to you know, it's chump change when you look at the big picture of things. So, you know, get Great Reset. Let's get it to number one. This way, then the media could put it up there and they'll really hate it. Alex Jones' book, The Great Reset, number one. And we want it to be buried because we don't like the truth. We sell propaganda. Like the New York Times, the toilet paper of record. That guy, Saddam Hussein, he got them aluminum tube. Was he gonna weapons of mass destruction? Oh yeah, that place? Oh yeah. Anyway, I've been talking about the economy, and before I went off the air, we took a break. I said about the loss of jobs and air travel. And then we took a break over there, went back to CNBC, looking at the markets. And this is the top one of the top stories. Business travel spending might not return to pre-pandemic levels until 2026. This is 2022, that's 4 years away. And this is propaganda, by the way. This is what we do in trend research, by the way. What we do is we analyze the words of each story to look for the facts as well. When you read this, business travel spending might not return to pre-pandemic levels. What do you mean pre-pandemic levels? We didn't have a pandemic. We had a scandemic. A scamdemic.
That's right.
Because of what politicians did, not what COVID did. The politicians made up this crap. Crap heads who spew out crap. The crap that the masses swallow and then hate you for not swallowing it caused this problem as well as others. As I said before we took a break, the damage done by the COVID war is incalculable. But they're blaming it on the pandemic and not the politicians and the health authorities. Look at these clowns. What a bunch of clowns. Health authorities. What a joke. Again, I was in government. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 26 years old. These authorities, the clowns that are the bureaucrats, or as I call them, bureaucrats. These are people that can't get a job in the real world that suck into the system. So they destroyed us. It's not the pandemic that did it. No jab, no job. Can't figure out why you're not getting. Oh, look, there he is. Masked up. Yep. A masquerade. Can't get any dumber than these clowns. So they're blaming it on the pandemic. And it's not the pandemic at all. It's the actions taken by the politicians. So going back to this article, business travel spending might not return. They say that spending by business travel is a key source of revenue for airlines. That's right. That's where they make the big dough. Now let's put this together more than that. How about all the hotels they go to? How about all that? They're not going there anymore. All the cities that they travel, all the restaurants that they used to go to, all the meetings that they used to have. It's not going to come back. It's going to be more and more Zoomed. All right, listen, you don't have to travel anymore. I just saved myself, you know, $8,000. You know, you don't have to go to Europe. Stay over here. It's not going to come back. They go on to say that there's been an upswing this year. Spending worldwide is set to rise nearly 34% in 2022 to $933 billion. Oh, great. Before the COVID war, in 2019,
was $1.4 trillion. And that was with less people and less business. This COVID war has destroyed life in ways that it's incalculable. Yep. You ready? Occupancy was 63%. This thing is huge. That's where you make your big dough. And the implications are far and wide. That you can't find people working. The report forecasts a 42% increase in business travel spending in the U.S. this year from 2021. Yep, it's still way down. Still way, way down. So the markets are going to go down when the summer vacation's over. And again, talking about, they showed that picture of Trump getting the shot. Fauci vents about Americans' opposition to forced masking. I saw this on InfoWars, and it was first on Fox. Dr. Anthony Fauci complained during a talk last Tuesday that many Americans see forced masking policies as a violation of their liberties. Yeah, no kidding. Hey, fat face Fauci, or I should say freak face, he's not that fat. You're wearing a mask, you're safe. Why are you bothering me? No, you didn't hear me. You're wearing a mask, and everybody that believes in wearing a mask is wearing a mask. Why are you bothering me and trying to steal my freedom and liberty from me? I'll tell you why, Salenti. I'm an authority. I get paid $500,000 a year, your money. I'm not a public servant, you're the servant. This is America. And he's doing his interview. He goes, when you tell people they need a mask in an indoor congregation setting, when you're in a zone that has high dynamics of infection, that is looked upon by a lot of people, not everybody, as an encroachment of your freedom. You got it right, man. And I'll tell you what, anybody out there, one of you authorities, try putting a mask on me, and I will fight for my freedom, you little freak. To show you what kind of a scum he is, he's on the Cartoon News Network. A week ago, the reporter, correct me if I'm wrong, BA5 is the most contagious form of COVID, right? He's talking of Fauci. Although evidence shows it doesn't cause more severe disease, but as you are saying, cases are surging. And I feel like, you know, I know people who have COVID right now and have had it in recent weeks. Oh, you mean all the people that got vaxxed that you know? Okay. And during this time, we've seen President Biden in meetings. He's also been in the Mideast without a mask, indoors. Should the president and White House at its very best, if not the country, go back to masking and social distancing? Considering the surge we're seeing? Fauci. Well, we have two questions. When the president goes and visits different countries, he respects the conditions and traditions of what they are doing in that particular country. Oh, conditions and traditions? Tradition like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?